Carol Rose, the director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, talks with us about the two new electric car charging stations at the depot in Marlinton. Carol, can you tell us about these two new electric car charging stations?
Yes, Tim. I'm happy to report that we have two electric vehicle charging stations now installed in Marlinton. They are located at the depot, the 4th Avenue Gallery on 4th Avenue. These two charging stations were generously donated by the West Virginia Electric Auto Association and Pickering & Associates, which is an engineering firm here in West Virginia. This is a great asset to add to our community. A lot of visitors and a few residents even have electric cars today. And these electric cars are becoming more popular throughout the U.S. and the world, and even here in Pocahontas County. So I'm really pleased that we're able to add that amenity for folks that are traveling through Pocahontas County. It's also a great opportunity if other communities in the county are interested in charging stations, they can contact me, and I'm more than happy to put them in touch with the generous donors who have made it possible to get these charging stations in town. People ask all the time, well, how much does it cost? The average cost to charge an electric vehicle is 80 cents to $1.20, roughly $1 per hour. And our intention is to ask those who use the charging stations to make a donation of $1 per hour based on how much time they actually charge their cars. These electric charging stations are universal as well, so they can be used by any electric vehicle, whether they are 100% electric or a hybrid. They can be Teslas, or they can be a GM product. Whatever electric vehicle visitors have or residents have, they'll be able to use those charging stations. The people that live here in the county, generally speaking, charge theirs at home. But if you find yourself in a bind, you could certainly charge. But the vast majority of users for these charging stations are going to be visitors, people traveling through the county. You might ask, how do people find out their charging stations? There are phone apps that people who have electric cars can download and identify on maps where these charging stations are. I'm working now to make sure that we populate a few of those apps. But I do know that Marlinton is already on PlugShare. That's one of the apps that is very well known and commonly used. So it is on the map out there for those electric car travelers. And again, it really does bode well for our communities when we're able to offer these amenities. And certainly we'll have a lot more users as the electric car industry grows. There are electric car chargers at the Green Bank Observatory and also at Snowshoe.
If you have tourists that have electric cars, they're going to need to have a way, or else they're not going to come here.
Right, they won't come here, exactly. The very first day after they were installed, when the gallery clerks came in that morning, there were two cars parked there using them. So there is a way to find them, and for sure, people will need them, especially whenever you look at information such as GM, who is really putting a big push on developing a wide array of electric vehicles. More and more people are going to be purchasing them, which means the cost will go down for those cars, and hence, more and more people will be buying them.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.